Hello, Power Achievers. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. And this is Financial Friday. We have a great show for those of you that want to increase your income and figure out how do I finally conquer this whole money thing. Our topic for today is what will make you super rich. You know what? We always talk about the future, what's coming in the future. Well, the future is here now. And I will tell you this much. If you have not learned anything about the internet or started to delve into various aspects of what the internet has to offer you so that you can create the passive income that you need, I'm here to tell you, the future's here. And if you look and you see some of the people who are getting richer and richer, you're going to find that they're doing it through the internet or various products that have to do with computers. So we're going to talk about what will make you super rich? How do they get there? Because they didn't all start out that way. And they didn't steal it. They're not bad people. A few of them might need a slap on the wrist. But for the most part, they earn it. They work hard and they focus. So I'm going to give you five strategies for kind of getting into the race to become super rich. If you're listening to this and you're saying, I don't really want to become super rich, I have to say, really? Are you kidding? The question becomes, if someone walks up to you and say, you know what? I've seen you for the last 2 months and I've seen it, and you don't look like you have everything you want as far as money is concerned. So I'm super wealthy and I am going to unconditionally give you $1 million. Are you going to turn that down? And I know you say, well, you know, there's nothing free. All right, that's kind of true. But we're speaking in terms of hypothetically here. So would you turn it down if you could get that money and not have to sacrifice your entire life to once you got it? Most of us would take the money. I'm just saying. And some people say, well, I have to know where the money comes from. Is the person good or is the person bad? Money's green. You know, if the person is bad, you're going to know that. But that's not what the show is about. I'm just here to give you, I just wanted to give you that hypothetical. The point is, don't pretend that you don't want money if you do want the money. Here is, before I get into these five strategies, I want to, first of all, kind of point out the fact that if you are working a job or you are stressing out over the fact that you are getting laid off or if you've been laid off, I want to tell you something. You want to start focusing towards owning your own business. Even the IRS, they keep statistics. I think it's called the IRS Statistics of Income Division. And you can do your own research and you can find out exactly where all the money's coming from, so to speak. Or you can get some insight as to what are people doing to make their money, or how the Forbes 400, as they call it, how the Forbes billionaires, the 400 people who made their list, how did they make that list? So you can find out and do your own research. And one of the things you're going to discover is that wages and salaries will never make you rich unless you live way, way, way below your means. You like eat beans for 10 years and you just invest that money. You save it and you just invest it to the point where it starts to grow. That's going to take you a long time. So wages and salaries can make you rich. Of course, unless you have a job where you're making well over six figures and you're really managing your money well to the point where you can invest in something. Either way, you've got to put it somewhere else to make it grow. Getting interest on your money, that could take you a long time. Dividends, that's going to take you a long time. And so the truth of the matter is, when it comes to owning your own business, when you go and look at this list that the IRS has put together and that they have available for us to view, there's some conclusions that are fairly obvious. First of all, working for money, it's not going to make you rich. Making what's called safe income, where you do the safe small investments, that's not going to make you rich. You might put some extra money in your pocket, but that's not going to make you rich. But owning a business, or owning more than one business, or having more than one income stream, passive income stream, that could help you build a really solid foundation, which you could take that and parlay that into a lot of money so that you could become super rich. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there first. So let's talk a little bit about what will make you super rich. First of all, we've been talking about expanding your consciousness, opening your mind to the possibilities as opposed to liabilities, and really just being excited about where you are or who you are when you wake up in the morning so that you could put out the right kind of energy and really make your life happen. So we've been talking about that all week long. And so the first strategy that I have for you is that you want to mentally commit to becoming wealthy, rich. You have to wrap your mind around the idea that you can become rich just like the next guy. And don't make excuses for not having what you want. And don't make money a bad thing. And don't spend all your time saying, oh no, that's just being way too materialistic. Okay, here's the thing. Unless you walk around naked, you don't eat food, you starve, you live outdoors because you don't need electricity, and you don't need running water, you don't need fresh water. Unless you have that kind of lifestyle, I'm not sure how you can really have the quality of life that you want without putting your attention on increasing your income and making more money. So the thing is that what kind of life do you want? If you have that desire to have this amazing lifestyle, you deserve to have that. Don't talk yourself out of it. So mentally commit to becoming rich. I mean, what else do you have to do other than watch a lot of the different TV shows? There it is. I'm telling on myself again. That Netflix, darn it. But the thing is that, okay, I turned the Netflix off in all honesty. But the point is that you can put your attention on becoming super rich. And it's not just about you having money so you can go and flaunt your new money, and because you're now among the new wealthy. It's not about that. It's about having money so that you can help other people as well as have the lifestyle that you want. And you can help your family members. You can help them grow. You can help them get the life that they want. So you can mentally commit to becoming rich. The second thing is that you want to work the numbers. And if you really want to become super rich, take a moment to work the numbers. Figure out how much money you want to make, first of all. Then figure out, you know, what product, and not just any product. It has to be something that you're excited about, something that you can wrap your mind around, something that you can that connects to your gifts and talents. So when you are sharing it with others, you are sharing it in the name of authenticity and with the highest level of integrity because you truly believe in this product. I know people who sign up for these direct sales companies like, I guess like you eat M&Ms. And so the thing is that they sign up because they go, okay, it's a brand new company, ground floor. I can make my money, get out, and then go sign up for something else and get a boatload of people to sign up for that. Eventually that you kind of get known as a person who's not serious and as a person who's really not honest, and it doesn't mean you're dishonest. It just means that you're not connected to anything real, anything authentic. You're just focused on the dollar bill. And you say, well, isn't this about becoming super rich? Yeah, it is. But here's the point. If that's all you're focused on, yeah, you're not going to be super rich because you are not putting the right energy in the right place. Now, I don't want to give you the idea that Well, you have to be this perfect person and holier than thou to get rich. There are a lot of rich crooks out there. But what I'm saying, if you want to be rich and you want to have the true prosperity in your life and live a happy life and not have to look over your shoulder and get some sleep at night and be able to make valuable contributions into the lives of other people so that you feel good about what you've done, yeah, you want to sign up for a company and connect to a product that will take you to where it is you want to be. So work the numbers and figure out how much of a product that you have to sell or that you have to get people to buy in order to achieve your goals. Now, here's an example, and so that will get you started. For example, if you were to find a product that's $34 a month and you sell that product $2,500 for I'm sorry, to 2,500 people, a $34 product to 2,500 people each month, that's going to give you over $1 million in 12 months. So you're going to be on your way to becoming super rich. Now, $1 million is not super rich, but you're on your way, and now you have capital that you can invest into bigger things so that you can get the bigger, better return. The third strategy that I have is that you want to figure out ways to increase your income. I'm not talking about taking three jobs and working yourself to the point where you are just exhausted. Now, if you have to take three jobs so you can put some seed capital away for 6 months or a year or whatever, okay, I mean, and you're healthy, go for it. However, I'm not saying do that for the rest of your life or for year after year. You have no quality of life at that point, or no quality lifestyle or quality of life, because you're not able to spend time with your family and friends. You're not able to do anything because you are just focused on working a job. So when I talk about increasing your income, what I'm talking about is perhaps you want to have, instead of three jobs, perhaps you want to have three sources of passive income, or you can have one big stream of passive income. Because if you have one big stream on the internet, and you're going to start doing pretty well. You're going to bring in some money, but that's going to take a while. But three sources of passive income, you're going to have money coming from each one of them, and you don't have to work as hard. Sometimes, it's really important that we focus on what it is we're doing, but the main focus here is under one umbrella, and that one umbrella is passive income. So when I say three sources, let's say hypothetically you're selling something on Amazon.com. You could actually sell three different products on Amazon.com, and they could be three different products that are not even closely or remotely related. But at the same time, people are excited about these products, and they want to have these products, and so they're purchasing them. And so that can be three sources of passive income, or you can have three sources based on selling something on Amazon.com, doing your internet sales through blogging, which in that case you include affiliate marketing. That's part, add affiliate marketing to that, or put your affiliate links in your blogs. You can write a book and really share that with a lot of people, if especially, and as I said, it's about the integrity of it. The book that you write, you want to write the book not just so you can make money, but so that you can use your gifts and put something into people's lives. The money's going to come, but of course you have to put the word out. It's not just going to come because you wrote a book. So there are different things that you can do, but these are three sources. And of course, actually writing a book and selling it is not necessarily passive to begin with. But there are other things. So having a podcast, that's passive income for you. I had a program, and I guess I'll activate it again. It's called Simply Profitable Podcasting, and you can go through that program, and it will help you get started. It gives you the basics, and you can get started on your on working on a podcast if that's something that you're interested in. But there are three sources of passive income that you can come up with, so you're not working yourself into oblivion, so you're not just so exhausted at the end of the day. And it's okay to be exhausted, I think, for a little while. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. It has health ramifications there. But the point is, increase your income, and you can either have three sources of passive income or one huge big stream. The bigger stream takes a little bit longer, but hey, once it starts to flow, it's flowing. The fourth strategy is don't be tempted to spend or waste money. Sometimes when the money starts coming in, and I can tell you, I went through this many years ago when I was brand new in real estate. I'd gotten out of the military, I got into real estate, and I was making, all of a sudden I had a huge sale. And now my first sale, I didn't blow that. Okay, yeah, I kind of did now that I think back on it. But the point is that when you start to make a lot of money and you get it in one lump sum and you're not accustomed to that, it's very easy to waste that money. It's very easy to spend that money. And I've shared this several years ago on the show. When I was making all of that money, one of the things I was doing is I had suits that were different colors, pink, white, beige, blue, green, and they were all different colors. And I just had to have shoes to match every single color. And that was a little bit overkill because I didn't really need all of that. So the point is, but I didn't understand what it meant to, I knew what it meant to save some money, but I didn't understand about investing money so that I could grow my money instead of putting it into suits and shoes and things that now most of them, I've given them away. Okay, all of them actually, I've given them away to the Salvation Army. So outside of giving something that will perhaps help someone else, because they were really nice suits and shoes, giving something away that will benefit someone else's life. Other than that, I didn't get a return on that. So you don't want to be tempted to spend or waste money when your money starts to come in. Grow your money by investing it further. So it's like you're recycling that money, but in a way such that you can make it grow so you can have even more money. The fifth strategy that I have is that you want to remember to invest. See, this is almost like me saying it double, the double whammy, so to speak. You want to remember to invest. Don't just stash your cash in a bank account because you are excited about the fact that you have money. So now you're saving that money and you are where you feel like, hey, I've got some money now. Well, you do have money, but it's not growing at a rate that will make you super rich. If you want to become super rich, that's what you want to pay attention to your money plan for your life. So look at, what products do you have? What services can you offer? And if you notice, $34, 2,500 people spending $34, and that's why I mentioned the internet at the beginning, because if you can get 2,500 people to buy into your great product or your great service that you're offering, such that you're putting something into someone's life and you're going to help them to grow, to be better, to be more excited, and to just have a quality lifestyle like yours, then you can make the kind of money that you want to make. It's all about offering what you have available. You know, there are two schools of thought as we start to wrap up for today. Two schools of thought when it comes to making money and growing money. Some people say, you know, use your talents, your gifts and talents, and you will make more than enough money. And that's true. The Bible tells you that your talents will bring you before great men. And that's true. When you get before great men have great money. And of course, it's men and women. And so the point is that I believe that if you use your talents, you're going to be more fulfilled. You're going to be more excited about what you're doing. And when you bring that money in, you will actually manage that money a lot better. Okay, so I believe that using your talents is the key. But here's the qualifier to that. You can use your talents, but you have to sharpen your talents. You have to be very good at what you do. And it doesn't mean you have to wait until you get good. Get started now. Get out there and make it happen. But sharpen your skills over time. As a person who I've gone back into the speaking arena and as a speaker and a trainer, I do a lot of business training and I do because I'm a goal achievement strategist. So I do a lot of training where I share how do you achieve these goals and not make it harder than it has to be. But that does not mean that I don't have to practice my delivery and practice what I'm going to say and outline and organize everything so that I can take things up a notch. But I didn't wait until it was all perfect. I jumped out there. Check out some of my videos on Pat Council live on YouTube, and you'll see it's all in categories there, and you'll see the videos, the speaking videos, a few of them. Or you can go to patcouncil.com, and you can see a lot more than a few. And you'll see that they are progressively becoming better. My point that I'm making is that, listen, you can become super rich, but the most important thing that you have to do is that you have to wrap your mind around the idea that life is not this huge, big struggle. It's not about you being able to get to where it is or not being able to get what you want because of everything that's going on in the economy or everything that's going on with the politicians. It's just, some of it's just drama, and it's, so don't spend your time, in other words, don't short your own pocket because you're focused on the wrong thing, because you're not focused on right thinking. And when you focus on right thinking and you wrap your mind around the idea that you are this magnificent being and you're more than capable, and you can just open your mind, open your heart, open your arms, and just say, you know what, I'm going to live life. I'm going to do life with power. I'm coming from a position of power. Why? Because I am magnificent. And so I'm going to use that, and I'm going to take that and make become among the super rich. When people who have good intentions become among the super rich, guess what? They make the lives of so many other people much better, because they're going to do the right thing with that money. And it doesn't mean, as I said, you can have a great life, because I don't believe in making tons of money and spending it on everyone else. I believe that, yeah, I earned it. I deserve to have the rewards of it. And I get to decide what I want to do with that money. But I also believe that, it's not just about buying stuff. It is about having a great life and then putting something into the lives of other people and helping other people achieve their goals also. And the final point that I want to reiterate before I give you a fun power action for the weekend, and you'll like this one. The final thing I want to reiterate is that, listen, the internet is a big deal today. It isn't going away anytime soon, as far as I know. As a matter of fact, they're working on growing the internet, growing technology. And I read something today that said, even in the hotels, that instead of sending a maintenance person up there, they're going to use technology and the internet, and you can download an app into your phone. And when you go out, the heat or the air conditioner will go down. And when you're on your way back to the room, because you've downloaded that app, the app will alert your air conditioner or your heater and let it know that you're on the way back to the room. And it's going to either cool that room or heat that room, depending on the temperature that you want, and put it back to normal. So when you walk in that room, there's no waiting. And if something breaks, technology, it's automatically going to alert someone to fix it. And they are setting it up such that it can almost be fixed from a computer, looking at a computer. So the internet is a big deal. Computers are a big deal. And you say, well, I don't like computers. It's not about that. It's about taking your talent and connecting it to the computer so that you can be excited. In other words, if you have a service to offer, I'm doing podcasting because one of my gifts is speaking. So for all intents and purposes, speaking is not necessarily an internet thing initially, right? Okay, you think, okay, do a lot of seminars, go to a lot of companies, a lot of organizations, and give a speech. However, because of the internet, I can do podcasting and share information with millions and millions of people. So my point is, find a way to make that connection, because if you want to be super rich, and do your homework, go, as a matter of fact, go to the internet, do a search and see those that are super rich. You're going to find that most of them are going towards technology, in technology, and they're just making it happen. And you can make it happen too. All right, here's your fun power action for the week. Or for the weekend. Your fun power action for the week is either get a hammock. If you don't have a hammock, you don't have to spend money. I'm just giving you options here. You can buy a hammock, or you can use a hammock if you already have one in your backyard, or get a lounge chair, or a comfortable chair and sit outside, or you can choose to get a comfortable chair indoors, and you can sit indoors, but go outside and get some fresh air so your brain can perk up some more and just chill and relax and think about at least five things you can do that will make you super rich. If you weren't afraid, if you didn't have any reservations about stepping out and making it happen, what are five things that you would do to become super rich? Then look at one of those five things and the goals that you've already set, because this is Fun Success Summer School. And so this is about you achieving the goals that you've already set. But perhaps the goals that you set are not the goals that you're really excited about. So write down the five things that you believe you could do to become super rich, and then pick one of those and decide that you're going to pull the trigger, that you're going to make it happen, that you are going to take action and start going for the wealth, the money, the riches that you deserve, because you do deserve to have them. So go and get it. Anytime you guys want to post, you don't have to post your ideas as to what you came up with in this case, because some of it you want to probably have it protected or keep it to yourself. I get that. But some of the fun power actions that you are doing, you can post your results and you can share what's inspiring you and what will work for you and how you are changing your mind about your goals and making a decision to get to where it is you want to be. With that being said, that is all I have for you guys. I get it. Today's show ran a little long, but I think it was really important to talk about what will make you super rich and to have you understand that the future is here now. It's not going to wait. The future never comes, because by the time the future gets here, it's actually the present. And when you step out and start doing what it is you're supposed to do and doing life with power and not being afraid and going for the highest and best, now you are really going to be excited about your life and you're going to be an inspiration to those that are around you. Hey, you guys, enjoy your weekend and do your homework. You're in summer school. Do life with power.